And so, you, Mr. Downer, you, Jeff, you're telling me that four members, there's a five-member band, your band is gone.
Now, Dark Horse died last night, late last night, about 9:45, went off a bridge, went on right off the cliff. So,
well, how do you move on from this? I mean, you guys were, I know that you'd been in the studio, I know you had the demo, I know that there was a CD due out, and the Woodstock gig was quite a coup, wasn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it. We were very excited about playing a venue like that. I mean, it's a venerable, a festival to play, and a lot of bands that I respect was going to be there. I thought there was word that Green Day was going to be there. There was word that Smashing Pumpkins might have been there. Word Bare Naked Ladies might have been there. And now with my band getting killed last night, it kind of puts a crimp in those plans. So it messes up some future plans, obviously, and that's a big shock that I got in the word that they went off a cliff.
They went off a cliff. Did the highway patrol know anything?
No, they don't know nothing. Apparently, there's no other car involved. You know that big bridge south of Little Sur Beach up there? You know Julia Pfeiffer Beach up there, just south of Little Sur Beach?
I know Little Sur. I mean, I know Julia Pfeiffer, and I know the bridge you're talking about. Did it go over the bridge?
Yeah, it went off a cliff right out of the right off the cliff, killed all the members of the band.
Holy God.
Yeah, it did, very definitely. The plan, though, right now, Phil, is I'm just thinking about it. Because as soon as I got the news this morning, I was thinking about what we could do is probably start auditions, try to replace some of the guys. Buzzer Finlay is a tremendous, tremendous lead guitar player. Cat Watkins is our drummer. Very, very proficient. I've taken over on drums. I had bass player Bobby Thornton, who's one of the finest bass players going. He's a Jaco Pastorius student. I had a keyboard player by the name of Finland Johnson. It's a great, great loss.
So you've taken, I know that you're a percussionist yourself, and you were doing most of the lead singing. You've taken over on drums.
That's right. And what we're going to do, Phil, is put together a new band. We'll do auditions this month, hopefully have the band signed, get a band down with our new material, and hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers on this one, man, maybe we can make the Woodstock gig. It's going to be pretty tough.
The band Dark Horse... I know that you've been in for a long time. The news that we're getting right now from Jeff Downer is that four members of his band died last night when the equipment van they were driving in, went off that span bridge near Big Sur. It's just south of Julia Pfeiffer Beach, right?
Yeah, it's just out of Little Sur Beach and Julia Pfeiffer Beach. And it's kind of a bummer in a lot of ways, but Dark Horse is no more, and the band we'll be starting about now is going to be a new band. We're changing the name out of respect of the old band, and we'll change the name out of respect of the old band.
What are you going to call it, I mean?
Well, we'll probably call it The Dark Horse. The old band was Dark Horse. This one's a whole new band in terms of The Dark Horse. And
well, like I said, I'd like to let you go because this is information that... you must be stunned. I'm sure a lot of people in the music community here in Los Angeles are stunned to know this. I didn't know anything about it.
Well, the way I get through it, Phil, is by writing. And I know that Butter Bradley, who was our drummer...
I thought it was Cat Watkins.
Yeah, well, Butter Bradley also did a lot of work for us. We had like five or six drummers at any one time. And we're the only band that go out on stage with like three drummers. Doobie Brothers had two drummers. We had got three drummers. And
Butter Bradley was the Cat Watkins and Butter Bradley.
Right. But I wrote a song that kind of helped me got through it. It was called When Things Get Bad, They Get Bad. And I was just thinking to myself, just thinking maybe I could share it with you and your audience. It would be... I don't know.
You want to play the song or sing it?
I don't have any instrumentation on my drum kit. I got my drum pad, and just something I want to dedicate this song to, Butter Bradley, Cat Watkins, and the former members of Dark Horse who died late last night when the van it was in went off a cliff.
Well, you've got all the time that you need to pay this tribute to your group. And I can only tell you that I am absolutely stunned. And
yeah, it was bad, but it's good to move on.
Whatever you'd like to do, Jeff. You've got a song?
Yeah, it's called When Things Get Bad, They Get Bad.
When things get bad, they get bad. All right, Jeff Dowder here from the band, and I know you've changed the name of the band to The Dark Horse.
The Dark Horse, right.
Go ahead, Jeff Dowder.
One, two, three. When things get bad, they really got bad. Late last night, about 9:45, the band went off a cliff, that's how it's been. Oh yeah. All right. Yeah. When things get bad, they get bad. When things get bad, they get bad. Things get bad, they get real bad. The band went off a cliff, and that's the end. That's it, man. It's... Hold on for just a second, man.
Yeah, I'm holding on.
Yeah. Ooh, baby. That, this is something that I'm, you know, did for the band.
Mm-hmm. When'd you write that?
I wrote it this morning as soon as I heard it.
That's called When Things Get Bad.
When things get bad, they get bad. And, I don't know, in a lot of ways, I'd ask you, can I ask a personal favor of you, Phil?
Go ahead.
Can I take a break? Because I'm wasted, man. I just...
Yeah, go ahead and take a break. I do want to talk to you. You know what? I'm going to let you go. I
No, man. I'm fine, man. I'm fine, really.
No, but the fact that the group is gone, this is a traumatic event.
No, my band members died, you know. It's like, yeah, it's bad, but, you know.
Well, when things get bad, they're bad, you know, like the song says.
No, but I'm great, man. I'm tits. I'm happening, okay? I'm fine.
All right, well, hold the line, okay, Jeff, and get your collect yourself or whatever.
It's been a cloudy day, but you know what, man? Tomorrow's sunny. And I hold out hope for that a lot of the different ways what I think about it.
All right, I know you're involved with a charity.
Yeah, we are.
I wanted to talk to you about, I got a press release here. What is Doubter's Drum Dungeon?
Doubter's Drum Dungeon is where young people who want musical training and want musical expertise, who want to learn the drums, young people who are band members of high school, young people might never musical training, can come to Doubter's Drum Dungeon and get, you know, trained on the drums, learn how to play the drums too. And
where's that located, on Pico?
We're down on Pico, Phil. And it's just something I'd like to invite all the kids down to come on down and learn how to play drums at Doubter's Drum Dungeon. And a lot of ways it helps me get through the loss of the band what went off a cliff last night and died. So
I understand this is charity work for kids that are want to learn how to play the drums. You're going to donate all the money to charity, right?
That's right. Because about 9:45, the band went off a cliff.
Yeah, I got it. They went off a cliff and they died, and I understand that. Hold the line for just a second. Jeff Dowder is with us. Wow. He is in the band Dark Horse, or it's now called The Dark Horse, because the band members, all four of them, including Butter Bradley and Cat Watkins, went off a cliff. What is he saying? All right. Late last night, about 9:45, the band went off a cliff in the equipment van, is what I'm getting from Jeff Dowder. We'll be right back. We are stunned here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County, 520-1KFI in LA County. Phil Henry on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Alan LaGreen's in the KFI Traffic Center.
Phil Henry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. I'm on the air tonight with Jeff Dowder, who is the leader of a band called Dark Horse. We found out this morning, Jeff received the news that four members of his band were killed. They went off of a cliff, I guess, Jeff, right?
Yeah, an equipment van late last night, about 9:45, went off a cliff, and that's the end, man. It's part of the song that I wrote. Yeah.
Late last night, about 9:45, they went off the cliff, and that's the end. All right. I don't want to keep you much longer. Tell us about Doubter's Drum Dungeon.
Doubter's Drum Dungeon, you can get lessons And if you call Doubter's Drum Dungeon tonight and mention that you heard it on KIEV, you get the first teaching free of what I teach you free.
Now, that, what do you mean they heard it on KIEV? This is KFI.
Oh, goddamn, man. I've done like two interviews today. I did the Putnam Show this afternoon. And I,
yeah, that's great. You're on KFI now, okay?
Well, okay, it's Phil Henry's show, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we don't have no special setup for KFI.
Well, why don't you, okay?
Well, it's just the special's just for KIEV listeners. But
why don't you set one up for KFI?
What?
What do you mean the only special you got set up for is the KIEV listeners?
I did the Putnam Show this afternoon, man. What, are you going to bust my balls on this? I did the Putnam...
I know you did the Putnam Show. You're doing my show now, okay? Why don't you set up a special for my listeners?
All right, where are we right now, man? I was on KIEV. I went...
Where are you now? You're on KFI, okay?
Right. We don't have nothing set up for them yet. Not yet.
I know you don't have anything set up. Why don't...
Well, Jesus, man, why don't you have a cow? God damn.
I'm just wondering why you don't have one. All right, look it. The plug is for Doubter's Drum Dungeon. And you can...
KIV has got so many listeners, I can't do something for you, too. Okay? And I would think you'd have a little bit more sensitivity on account of the band went off a cliff.
Yeah, I got all kinds of sensitivity, man, that your band went off a cliff. Will you come on my show and say, hey, for the first person to mention KIEV, you get a free freaking drum lesson?
Late last night, about 9:45, the band went off.
I got that they went off late last night, about 9:45.
Look, man, I'm being flooded with calls from KIEV listeners, and I don't know. Hey, you know, I just saw something, man. KIEV, Kiev. Oh, that's awesome. I can't deal with KFI callers, too, so I'm going to...
Okay, great. So if they call your damn drum dungeon or whatever it is...
That's like Kiev Chicken, I just said. Okay, so what you do here is...
Let me just get this straight, all right? They call up Doubter's Drum Dungeon, and they get a lesson, and the money goes to charity.
Get a lesson, money goes to charity. Okay? And, for us, it's just a nice thing to do. And I'd like, let me demonstrate, Phil, a little bit what we do for the kids. We'll teach you some jazz rhythms. We'll teach you some rock rhythms. We'll teach you some stuff. And if you mention KIEV, you can get...
Yeah, I got it, okay? You get a free lesson.
Yeah, free lesson, okay? Go ahead and give you an idea of what we do, you know? Like, here's one of my favorite songs, Phil, from Bare Naked Ladies. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's been 5 days from I looked at you, 6 days and I did the do, you know, all that crap, man. And I'm gonna...
Okay, thanks for your call. Mention KI freaking EV. Thanks a lot. That's great. How about a special for KFI listeners? Oh, we don't have anything set up for them yet. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
It's been 5 days and I'm...
Amplitude Modulation, coming out the wide.